There has been no shortage of debate around a federal environmental rule in the making. The Clean Power Plan sets out to reduce carbon emissions 30% by the year 2030. The EPA is shepherding the plan, made all the more controversial because state requirements would vary. Wisconsin would need to cut emissions by 34%. A panel discussed the plan this week in Milwaukee, and most speakers were critical. An EPA administrator kicked off the event. The federal agency's Susan Hedman addressed the conference room full of people nibbling sandwiches and sipping on iced tea. She flashed images on a screen saying, "The impacts of climate change are staring us in the face."
The National Climate Assessment includes data collected from 1900 to the present that tracks a number of indicators related to climate change, including temperature, precipitation, and the increasing frequency of extreme precipitation events that overwhelm water infrastructure, causing floods.
Hedman says the biggest drivers of climate change are greenhouse gases. Every time a process burns fossil fuels such as gas or coal, it releases carbon dioxide into the air.
Roughly a third of U.S. carbon emissions come from the electric sector, and a slightly smaller proportion comes from the transportation sector.
Hedman says the U.S. has made headway in reducing carbon emissions by making vehicles release less. And she says those changes have helped consumers save money and U.S. industry to create jobs. According to Hedman, the EPA's clean energy plan that zeroes in on existing coal-burning power plants will encourage innovation and new technologies.
Creating opportunities to expand our industrial base, to strengthen our infrastructure, to improve efficiency and save money, to increase job security for U.S. workers, and to create new jobs in new industries that will sharpen America's competitive edge.
Ellen Nowak does not share Hedman's enthusiasm. Nowak is the newly named chair of Wisconsin's Public Service Commission. She sees the price tag.
Those ranged from a $3 billion to a $13 billion cost. That was generation only. Those costs don't take into consideration any other transmission upgrades, the costs of any coal plants that need to be shut down, but you still have to pay for as a ratepayer.
And Nowak says the plan doesn't give Wisconsin credit for billions of dollars it's already invested in reducing carbon emissions.
Putting a new air control technology, converting plants from coal to natural gas, this is money that we put into our statewide energy efficiency program. None of this is credited in our target. And states that have done less have a lower target to reach.
Nowak also testified about the proposed plan in Washington on Wednesday during a U.S. Senate committee hearing. The sector that will shoulder most of the burden is industry, according to Todd Stewart. He represents the Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group.
Because so many of these industries are very energy intensive, almost everybody I represent uses $1 million a month or more in electricity. It's a big portion of what their cost to produce their good is.
Stewart says the EPA's plan would hit Wisconsin harder than a lot of other states because of its manufacturing-intensive economy. Nick Martin says until the EPA releases the final rule next summer, no one can be certain how arduous compliance will be, but he worries about what's being called the interim cliff. Martin manages environmental policy at Xcel Energy.
Wisconsin has to achieve about 87% of its 2030 reductions by 2020, or soon thereafter.
Keith Riopel was the lone voice of optimism among the local panelists. He's senior policy director for the group Clean Wisconsin. Riopel believes energy efficiencies will lead Wisconsin to meet its 34% target.
I know there's at least, I think, six utilities in the state here in this room right now, and I give them all a ton of credit for their response to the proposed rule, which has been to roll up their sleeves and sit down with other stakeholders and try to figure out the best path forward. I think that's crucial.
Riopel says the cost of not implementing the rules vastly outweighs the challenge of getting it right. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.